Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very beautiful story about the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, and his Rebbe, the Mezritch Magid, Rabbi Dov Ber. The story goes like this. The Alter Rebbe was actually the youngest of the students of the Mezritch Magid, and when he came to study with the Mezritch Magid, he spent about 2 years there at first. And during this time, the Alter Rebbe noticed that from time to time, the Mezritch Magid, his Rebbe, would call in one or more chassidim. I think it was actually usually one at a time, maybe always one at a time. And he would give that particular chassid a certain shlichus. That means a certain assignment. And it would be perhaps to go to a certain village or a certain city and do this or do that. And the chassid would go out and do it and be gone for however long the particular shlichus, a particular assignment lasted. And there would be first one chassid that would go, and then maybe sometime later, a month or whatever later, another chassid and another one. And one would come back, having finished, and this was going on. So the Alter Rebbe, Shner Zalman of Liadi, assumed that at a certain point, it would be his turn. And he waited a year, he waited 2 years, and he began to wonder, what is this that I'm not being counted among the other students as a person that should get a shlichas, that should get an assignment to accomplish a certain thing? So next time that he had been called into the Mezritch Magid's office for whatever it was, he asked him about this idea that he sees that other of the students of the Talmidim, the Chassidim, are receiving shlichasin, are receiving assignments, and he's not receiving an assignment. So the Mezritch Magid said to the Alter Rebbe, the reason is because you have to find your own shlichus. You have to find your own shlichus, your own assignment. Now, just by the way, this is not really part of the story, but just as a side note to help understand the story, the Alter Rebbe was a very special student among all of the students of the Mezritch Magid, and there were various stories that happened at various times to show this. The Mezritch Magid at a certain point told him that he was a new neshama, unlike all other neshamas that have been to this world before and are now coming back in the second time or third time or fourth time to complete their mission that Hashem gave them. Alter Rebbe was actually a new neshama, and he had a very special job. Now, I think that actual conversation took place in later years. But we do have a few stories about this idea that the Alter Rebbe was not just an ordinary student. None of them were actually ordinary. The students of the Mezritch Magid, they were all great tzaddikim. But even among them, the Alter Rebbe was not an ordinary student. But in this story, perhaps this was the beginning of his understanding that he was a very special student. And if I'm not mistaken, the other stories happen later. In any case, this is what the Mezritch Magid told him, that you have to find your own assignment. Okay? So the Alter Rebbe went out, and he began to travel and to think. Probably started thinking before he went out. And at a certain point, he decided that what he should do is gather together some young men who were capable students of the Torah, and to teach them the derech, the way of serving Hashem that he had learned from the Mezritch Magid. And that's what he began to do. He gathered a group of men, I don't know exactly how many, perhaps it was 20, and these were capable Talmidei Chachamim, young Talmidei Chachamim, and he began to teach them. He began to teach them in addition to all their other studies, of course. And most probably they were extremely advanced in their studies just to be considered for this group. But in addition to that, it began to teach them the way of serving Hashem, of serving God, which the Mezritch Magid had been teaching him for these 2 years. And he worked and worked. He worked for an entire year with this group of young men. And then he came back to the Mezuzah Magid to give a report. So Mezuzah Magid asked him how is it going with his shlichus. And he explained to Mezuzah Magid what he's doing for his shlichus. And the Mezuzah Magid said, and tell me the progress. So the Alter Rebbe said something along this line. He said, I understand what has to be done, what has to be built. I have the bricks to make the building. And now I need the cement. I do not know how to make the cement. Now, of course, this is a metaphor. He wasn't really building a building. He was building a movement, which would later become the movement of Chabad Hasidim. But when he said, I have a plan, means he understood in general what he had to do to build what would eventually be the Chabad movement. He had students that were capable, that he could do the work with them. They were good students, and he was working with them. But when you build a building, you have to have cement. You can't just pile up bricks one on top of another. You have to have cement. You have to have something to hold the structure together. And the Alter Rebbe understood that there was something missing. He didn't have the cement. He didn't have what would hold together the students into a movement. So the Mezuzah Magid said to him, I can give you that cement. He said, you need to receive something from a Rebbe, and I can give you that. How am I able to give you this special ingredient? Because I was given it by my Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov. Mezuzah Magid's Rebbe was the Baal Shem Tov. He was the special student of the Baal Shem Tov. And he said, Baal Shem Tov gave me this cement, this special ingredient, meaning this special teaching or group of teachings or way of teaching, which you are looking for and which you need to succeed in your shlichus. And I will give you that special ingredient, quote-unquote, cement, which I was given by the Baal Shem Tov, and with that you'll be able to complete your mission. So this story teaches us something very, very special. Every person has to try to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. As the Pasuk in Devarim says, Ki karav elecha dar me'od, b'fich v'vavach alasaisai. For the thing is very close to you, that is the thing of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and serving Hashem in a complete way. B'ficha b'vavacha l'saisei, with your mouth, in your heart, and to do it. Meaning we have to use our mouth to learn Torah, to daven. We have to use our heart, meaning our thoughts, as well as our feelings, to develop love and awe for Hashem. And to do it, we have to do the mitzvahs. We have to do the practical mitzvahs. Keep kosher, keep Shabbos, put up mezuzahs, eat matzah on Pesach, not steal, not speak in Lashon Hara, all the mitzvahs, positive and negative. We have to do them. But the Pasuk in Devarim, Ki karav elecha dar me'od b'ficha v'vavach alasaisei, tells us we can do it. That is very near to you. To every single Jew, it's very near to you to be able to serve Hashem. This thing, this challenge to serve Hashem in a complete way, it's something which is doable for every single Jew in all areas of the mouth, the heart, and to do it. And this is what the Alter Rebbe eventually wrote. He wrote the book of Tanya, the Sefer of Tanya, Tanya Kedisha, the Holy Tanya, in order to explain to us and to give us guidance how to do it. How to actually accomplish serving Hashem in a complete way with our mouth and with our heart to do it. But we see that it was not something that the Alter Rebbe was able to do with his own powers. It had to be something that was given to him by his Rebbe. The secret ingredient had to be given to him by his Rebbe. And so too, in order for all of us to succeed, we have to have a connection to the Nasi Ador, the leader of the generation. Just like the Jews in the Midbar had to receive the Torah through Moshe, they had to have the guidance of Moshe, the teaching of Moshe in order to succeed. So too in every generation. There is a Nasi Hador, a leader of the generation, and that person's job is to connect us to Hashem, to help us have the ability to connect to Hashem. As much as we can accomplish on our own, very good. But in order to complete the job, we must have this connection to the Rebbe. We must have this cement, the secret ingredient. And by all of us working on this, learning Torah to the best of our ability, doing mitzvahs to the best of our ability, davening to the best of our ability, and reaching out to make a connection to the leader of the generation, this will certainly help to bring our challenge to completion of serving Hashem in a complete way. And at the same time, it will help to bring Mashiach quicker, because every single Jewish person has to be on board to help to bring Mashiach. We all have our job. Just like at the giving of the Torah, every Jew had to be there. If one Jew was missing, Torah couldn't have been given. If one letter is missing from the Torah, we cannot use the Torah. And if one Jew doesn't do their job, well, we have to all do our job to bring Mashiach. Let's put it in the positive. We all have to do our job to bring Mashiach. May Hashem help that it should happen immediately through your learning and my learning, through your davening and my davening, through your mitzvahs and my mitzvahs, our connection to the Nasi Ador, the leader of the generation. And in this way, it should happen right away, especially helping our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael who are so challenged. Fortunately, we've lost so many precious neshamas. So many precious people have been injured and seriously injured. May they all have an immediate and miraculous recovery. And may all of the souls that left this world immediately come back through Techiyas HaMesim. May we have complete victory and the complete geula through Mashiach now. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.